It takes a look at the education sector in Kwara State.
Quality basic education is one of the responsibilities imposed on government by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Indeed, Section 18 of the Constitution under Chapter 2, titled Fundamental Objectives and Directive Principle of State Policy, states that government shall direct its policy towards ensuring that there are equal and adequate education opportunities at all levels. The section went on to declare that government should strive to eradicate illiteracy. And to this end, government shall, as and when practicable, provide free, compulsory and universal primary education, free university education, and free adult literacy program. Apart from the provisions of the Constitution, the Nigerian government has also subscribed to international conventions and treaties, under which the government is expected to devote a fixed percentage of its yearly budget to the education sector. But in reality, this has not happened. The effect is that Nigeria is still far from achieving quality basic education for all its young ones, with one of the highest number of out-of-school children, as stated in a recent UNICEF report, which puts the figure at 13.2 million. In Kwara State, what breaks the ice today are dilapidated structures, inadequate classrooms, insufficient tables, chairs, and instructional materials, a testimony to how low education has fallen in state matters. From one local government to another, the story of the education sector in Kwara State is a sad one, a complete neglect of a sector which holds the future of the country.
When there is rain, erosion will flood the school to the extent that each teacher will stand by the door of each classroom to supervise these children in order not to come out.
There is no water in this school. Our children, they are going to the nearby. There is one river at the back there. They will go there and fetch water. Sometimes they go, one of the students even fell into the river.
No enough classrooms for the pupils. We are just managing the classes. Premises, they are just sitting under the tree.
Apart from the Universal Basic Education Commission, UBEC projects in some of these schools, the last state government intervention in terms of infrastructure was in 2013. That's about 6 years ago. Yet, in the last 3.5 years, the state government had made provision for the funding of basic education in its budget through the Ministry of Education and Human Capital Development. In 2015, the budget proposed for education was 24.1 billion naira, out of which nothing was released for capital expenditure. In 2016, the estimated budget to be spent on education was 30.4 billion naira, but the amount approved at the end of the day was 195 million naira, a far cry from what was needed. In 2017, education got 15.9 billion naira, while in 2018, the budget for education rose slightly to 16.6 billion naira. But even as this report was being put together, there is no record of any release. The Universal Basic Education Commission's website indicated that from 2015 to 2018, over 5 billion naira grants was made available for basic education in Kwara State, which is yet to be assessed because the state government has been unable to come up with its counterpart funding. A report by Elites for Sustainable Development showed an increase in federal allocation to the state. Thus, it remains unclear the reasons for the state's inability to improve on the infrastructure of its basic schools. Although funding of basic education is the pivotal role of any state government, however, in Kwara State, basic education is more the responsibility of the local government. The State Commissioner for Education, Baliki Zoniyangi, who in an interview puts the blame for the infrastructure decay and poor quality of basic education in the state on the federal government, a position not shared by the Secretary, Nigeria Union of Teachers in the state, Jamiu Idris.
When we say we are cutting a budget, which you are putting into what you release to us, and what you are releasing to us cannot even go around the personnel in terms of the running cost, your running cost itself, there's a shortfall, then how do you want to handle every other sector?
Naturally, all our schools are empty. Dilapidated classrooms, no furnitures, teachers are not in the classroom, government has not been putting teachers. The few teachers available have been overstretched.
Several efforts to reach the chairman of the state's Universal Basic Education Board at his office were unfruitful, as he also failed to respond to numerous calls and text messages to his phone. Oiza Jeje, reporting for Epa News.
Talking about